Questions and answers. Visitor, mental activity during meditation does not seem to converge at a point as it should on the object of meditation, and it does not stay there but gets diverted into numerous thought channels. Why is it so? How can the mind be made to overcome this tendency towards diffused thinking and attain its primal state of freedom from thought? Maharishi, it is the mind's attachment to the objects constituting the not-self that makes the mind wander about during meditation. Therefore, the mind should be withdrawn from the not-self, and an effort should be made to fix it in self-inquiry. All extraneous thought is effectually eliminated when you attune the entire mind to the one question: who is it that is making the inquiry? Visitor, in spite of having come to the definite conclusion as a result of one's investigation that I has no essential relation with the not-self, that is, with the body, senses, and the objects perceived by the senses, the mind persists in going after these very same things which constitute the not-self. What is it due to, and how can it be remedied? Maharishi, it is due to lack of abhyasa and vairagya. When self-inquiry has become steady through practice and the spirit of renunciation firm through conviction, your mind will be free from the tendency of thinking about the not-self. Visitor, how can I gain steadiness in practice? Maharishi, only through more practice. Sourced from The Call Divine, January 1, 1957.